It's coming up this Saturday. Is the opening of the Knoxville Farmers Market. First Saturday of the year, Memorial Day weekend, traditionally. Now, how many years will this be for the Knoxville Farmers Market?
More than 20. I don't know just how many, though, but I would guess at least 25.
At least 25 in that area. Wow, so it's been going on a long time. It's got a good little tradition here in Knoxville. Describe what people will see at the Farmers Market in Knoxville if they've never been before. What's available there?
Baked goods, garden products.
We have all kinds of crafts, yeah. Jewelry, crocheted items, scarves.
So really kind of a true market type feel. It's not just the idea of fresh vegetables and fresh food, but there's all sorts of different little trades and niches there that are available for people to browse and buy.
Yes, that's the truth. And then there's always the people to visit with and talk with. That's real good. And there's things for the kids to do too.
Yeah, and I know that we were talking just before we started here. You're going to have a couple kids' activities, a couple activities every Saturday, including not just the live music that's being held every Saturday.
Candies is going to be over one day. We're going to do flowers, and the dog kennels, people, pet emporium is going to be over. We're going to have story time at least a couple Saturdays. We're trying to get the police department. They said they'd come a couple Saturdays. The fire department's supposed to come. So it's kind of a community. We're trying to get community involved and education and
be local.
Well, that's kind of the fun of it. You actually talked just now about the talking to people. That's part of the farmer's market,
yes.
Where you can catch up week after week, talk about some of the things that have gone on in the community and what people are doing, what people are needing.
That's the truth. It's just wonderful to be with the people.
Great. And to catch up after a year, find out what's going on all winter.
Well, and talk about the structure of the market. We're going to have, Saturday mornings and then weekdays again? What days are the markets going on?
Saturday morning and Tuesday afternoon from 2:30 to 6. Saturday morning, it's from 8 to noon. So want to be sure you come.
And early on here, when we get started on Saturday, how are the vegetables? How are the foods looking in terms of the fresh food? Are they getting in on time? Are they a little late like some of the farmers were with crops?
Well, compared to last year, we're late. I talked to somebody yesterday. They've got their radishes already. Mine aren't very up, but very big, but the first week in June, we're going to have a salad tasting, so hopefully we'll have all kinds of lettuces and different kinds of radishes, turnips, whatever you can put in a salad. And I know someone said that their herbs are producing, so we should have some herbs too.
Well, that's the way with me. I've got chives, and I think I'll have a little bit of onions and a little bit of radishes for this first time.
You just brought up the salad tasting. The Taste of Harvest is an event that's coming back again this year. What are those Taste of Harvest that are going to be going on over the summer?
Well, we have the salad tasting June 1st. In July, we'll have a customer appreciation, so we don't have a Taste of Harvest. But I think it's the first weekend in August, we'll do the tomato harvest again. And last year, we had 30 different varieties of tomatoes that people could sample.
We have pumpkins.
Pumpkins in October. And then, as far as I know, we're going to do the Cy-Hawk Challenge again, donate some money, and then Christmas in September will be in September.
How many vendors, how many producers do you think you have coming back this year over the course of time when they can be there?
Oh, I was just doing that this morning. I didn't count them. Probably 2/3 that we had last year will be back. Mm-hmm. There's at least 6 or 7 of them that are later in the season. And we've got probably 6 to 8 brand new ones this year. And I've already got 2 of them scheduled. They're going to be there all summer long, both days. And then we've got several that I haven't heard from as to when they're going to be there. But our Saturdays will still be our biggest days.
Definitely.
And I suppose, too, that's just part of it. Some people have specific foods that come in and out of season, so you got to get it while it's there. It's a hot commodity.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because there's some things that just don't start coming until like in August, early September, and then you can get it then. But we'll have, as soon as it's there, we'll have it.
Why do you guys think it's important to have a farmer's market in the community? I mean, Knoxville's been going on at least 20, 25 years. People keep coming back. Why is it important to have that option here for us?
Well, that's, again, buy local. You have the money here, and it stays here because you're buying stuff that's from people that's right around here, too.
And you have the opportunity to ask the vendor who grew it, you know, what they grew, and if they put any chemicals or anything else on it. So it's nice to know where your food is coming from.
And things taste better when they're fresher. than when they were picked 2 weeks ago and delivered.
Have you guys seen the popularity of farmers markets kind of rise in the past? You've been involved for 2 decades, probably. I mean, have you guys seen the popularity rise as it kind of evened out here in the last 2 years? What would you say?
Well, overall, the state says it keeps going up and up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The number.
There's many, many more in the state of Iowa than what there used to be, even last year, let alone the year before that.
I think they say there's one in every county now, at least. Well, is there anything else you guys would like to add today about this as we wrap up?
Well, come join us, and if you would like us to grow something, make sure you tell somebody so we can get it started.
Definitely the way. We're looking for you.
8 to noon this Saturday, we'll have live music, we'll have some activities, and it's food, vendors, crafts, baked goods, all sorts of good things. We'll see everyone out at the farmer's market, and that's right on the square, downtown Knoxville, 8 to noon Saturday. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.